at the beginning, and I'm going to be like everybody else, I was so scared. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't understand what was happening. Why were we getting so busy? First week, toilet paper we ran out of. Like, it was just very, 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 very scary. But I learned to calm down a little bit and listen to the customers, and they were more scared than I was. I'm a lucky person to see people at least, but I'm really scary for a lot of people out there, because mostly are like extra depressed or sad or lonely. And I find a lot of people are aging faster also, I find. I'm doing my best. I try to smile every morning. I try to greet everybody on a personal basis. I'm always asking, how are you? Are you okay? You know, but the pandemic actually has changed me more than it has changed everybody else. I think I've become a better person in trying to be kind to everybody, I think.
What has changed for you over this last year?
And I found that I've come to learn to listen to people, take the extra second, you know, to hear what they have to say. I know it's only a grocery store, but I found my store where I work, we do talk to the customers. I feel like as leaving the store, I think I may have made their day a little better. I hope.
It's not only a grocery store. Shopping used to be one of my favorite experiences, and it still is to a point, and then I find I can only have patience for so long, and I start to get grouchy and irritable. And you must deal with a lot of grouchy and irritable customers. How do you diffuse that?
You have no idea how bad it was. The last couple of months has been pretty good, but I tell you, a year ago, between March and probably January, it was horrific. People were fighting. We even had two little old ladies having cart fights. Some people had absolutely no patience. A lot of people were irritated by, you know, lineups and waiting and, you know, between the belts. Some people were very happy. Some people were irritated by that.
You're the face of reassurance, and that must be a consolation or a comfort to you.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes. 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 We all are. We all are. Whether you're in the produce department, meat department, or especially cashiers, because you just spend time with the customers. But yes, most definitely. When the announcement comes up all the time, I find customers may take an extra second to look at you and, oh yeah, okay, yeah, this is a reality check here. Like that we are going through the pandemic.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
That I have made a lot of new friends. That I have been there for my people, that I have come and to knowing my customers better, and to know that I made, again, as I said earlier, just making everybody just a little bit more happier when they leave the store with a smile on their face. Because I always tell people, I know it's crazy out there, but just keep on smiling. That's a compliment. I mean, I've made a lot of new customer friends, and I want to call them friends because I got to know their families, and I know how many children they have. I know where their mother is or which nursing home they're in. I've got to know the people. And to me, I treasure that.
I've enjoyed this immensely. And I'll look forward to working on the feature, too.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
You too, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.